Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Time is the creation of Almighty God. He is not subject to it in any way. He is eternal, immortal, and invisible. He has neither beginning nor end. In fact, when he revealed himself to Moses, he identified himself as I am that I am. He is not in any way hindered, aided, or otherwise affected by the passing of time. The scripture says we spend our years as a tale that is told. Since God is the one who orders our steps, this indicates that he surveys his creation in the same fashion as an artist might admire an intricate oil painting that he has just finished. There are no surprises or situations which may arise which require him to make alternate plans. He is not running around like a circus performer trying to keep a bunch of plates spinning on poles. There is no shadow of turning with him. He changes not. We believe that the true and living God is an absolute sovereign. As such, he must be the predestinator of all things, or else some things would have to be left to chance, which would necessitate the plate spinning exercise we just mentioned. Because of this belief, we are sometimes accused of being fatalist. Now, if by that description our accusers mean that we believe all things must and shall happen exactly according to the will and purpose of the living God, then we are most happy to accept that designation. If, however, they mean by that we think some force outside of the Almighty's will and purpose is determining the outcome of events, or that we always know what his will is ahead of time, or that we think that by believing this truth we are excusing ourselves of the responsibility of our actions, then we reject such a name and call it anathema. We are creatures of time and not eternity. We cannot dare to imagine that we can know what the intention of God is before he reveals it. But we are sure that his will is manifested in the unfolding of events in the earth. Who can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Those who reject the notion of the absolute sovereignty of God often do so because they cannot, in their human reason and ability, conceive of the awesome display of intricate design that is necessary for such a thing to be true. We are the first to confess that we cannot conceive of it either, but we bow at the feet of him who is beyond our understanding. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Human reason has not brought us here, but rather revelation, which causes us to tremble at the mention of his name. As Job of old, we are brought down upon our faces and made to confess, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. We are creatures of time and space, and everything we do according to our will. We are not robots or inanimate creatures without desires or designs. When we sin or disobey the commands of God, we do so out of choice and purpose. Some who claim to be predestinarians sadly fall into the error we have just described in attributing their disobedience to God's purpose in order to excuse its wickedness or to absolve themselves of accountability. Now, there are actually very few who do this to any great extent, but it's not unheard of. God's purpose will be done, but we are surely accountable for our actions. Judas is a good example of a man predestinated to an end, yet accountable for his actions. Pharaoh is another example that comes to mind. Because we have difficulty reconciling these concepts in our minds does not overturn the truthfulness of the doctrine. You do what you do because you want to. Now is the time to repent and believe the gospel. Now is the time to listen to the Son who speaks. Now is the time to recognize that righteousness is not of the law, but by Christ. Now is the time to awake from our slumber. The day of the Lord is at hand. Now is the time to supply the needs of the brethren. Now is the time to be aware that judgment must begin at the house of God. Now is the time to make your calling and election sure. We cannot know what tomorrow holds, but we can indeed know who holds tomorrow. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Do you believe in a Savior who hopes to save some people, or one who has saved his people? Our times are in his hand.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.